O.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. We've got the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burke, alongside Nancy Heck. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are
good
you?
To see you guys back here in the studio this
back.
Week.
How did that work out last week remotely?
Oh, it was great.
You handled it well.
Yeah, Shred event went well
Shred
for you guys.
Yeah, we had a record crowd, a steady stream of folks coming through for the morning, and we got a winner on the raffle. Not the raffle, but the
giveaway ticket.
Well, it was a kind of a raffle. Yeah. We didn't charge anything. The free tickets for the Springs concert, which is coming up, which we'll have more information on. And, yeah, it was a great day. Good weather and met a lot of good folks, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, so we're here.
What was the raffle for?
It was for 2 free tickets to the upcoming Springs concert that we're the proud sponsors of again for the 7th consecutive year in the Springs community in Longwood, featuring the music of Sting and the Police this year. So if you want more information about that, go to our website, financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. Click on the tab events, and you can get some tickets right there.
Yeah, and if we get, we'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up in the show. But, Joe, what are we really here to do today?
Well, Nancy and I are here to talk about anything that's on your mind regarding your personal finances, Kyle. Anything that you want to talk about regarding stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, long-term health care, IRAs, annuities, life insurance, reverse mortgages, all that and more, because we go through life trying some of this, trying some of that. And sometimes it works, and oftentimes it doesn't, because we don't have really any guidance. They don't teach us this stuff in school, so we end up with a collection of financial accidents. Wake up at 55, mm-hmm. look across the breakfast table to Loretta and say, Loretta, what are we going to do? You know, we've been working hard all our lives, and the paycheck's going to stop one of these days. How do we continue? Well, I have Social Security, but what else do we have? So Nancy and I and the other 10, now 11, certified financial planner practitioners at CFG do this for a fee on Monday through Friday, but on Saturday morning we are here absolutely for free. So if any questions on your mind regarding your personal finances, any questions that you've always had, didn't know whom to ask, that's why we're here, and you don't even need to use your real name. Just pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running as well. 21232. We just ask you to keep that to about 160 characters because that's all we can see on our screen. Again, 212. 3-2. Interesting topic to start today here, Nancy. You didn't lose $20K.
Right. This is a conversation I had with one of my clients. I do regular reviews and updates with my clients, as we all do. And this client, the first thing she said to me was, did you see my statement? I lost $20,000.
Oh.
And my comment back to her was, well, I didn't sell anything. Did you sell anything in your account?
There you go.
Because unless you sell something, you haven't actually lost anything. February was a pretty negative month as far as the markets go across the board. And what she was looking at was her February statement, and the balance had gone down by $20,000. By the time I had met with her last week, it was up almost $10,000 already. So we had a big discussion about, you know, the movement of the markets and you know, what you're seeing on paper versus reality. And then an old line that we use that is very, very valid, it is time in the market and we do not try to time the market.
Exactly.
I mean, in that regard, it's a little bit false because when we see months like we did in February, what I do is look for what cash there is in people's accounts and I buy. I dollar cost average in when the markets are down. We like to buy on sale. For some reason, we like to buy everything on sale except for investments.
Exactly.
Except for I take a contrarian attitude towards that, and that's when I do my buying for my clients. So we're past February. 2 months does not an investing year make. Most of our clients are investing for the long term, for their retirement. So look at it. Swallow a little hard if you have to. And know that things have changed already.
Hmm.
And it's a matter of how much time you have in the market, and we do not try to time the market.
If you put it in perspective, the S&P is up for the year 3%.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1% per month.
Right.
So if we maintain that velocity, it's going to be a tremendous year. So,
Yes. You
know, I think what's happened is we had that big run-up in January that everybody was exuberant about their 401k statement and their,
right.
And then you had a fall off in February, gave some of that back, and oh, the world's coming to an end.
No.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah, year to year growth. That's what it is. 844-220-0965, 844-220-0965. 1-800-795-0965. If you want to call, get your question answered by Joe or Nancy. Tom in Orlando has done just that, so we'll kick it off with him. Tom, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group here on WDBO.
Good morning, Tom in Orlando. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a question for you. I have an 86-year-old family member. They've taken a reverse mortgage. They're in failing health, and they're going to be going to long-term care. At this point in time, they've taken more than the value of the house, and they're going to be leaving the house for the reverse mortgage company to take it back. They're concerned what could happen to them financially. I'll go ahead and hang up and let you guys answer, okay?
Sure. The good news is, Tom, absolutely nothing.
We're actually going through this right now. My mother-in-law took a reverse mortgage on her house. It actually worked out phenomenally for her. And sadly, 10 months ago, she passed away. The balance that she owes, because she did her reverse mortgage in 2007, when the markets were really high. So the value is significantly higher than what could be made if we sold the house.
So she withdrew all of her equity, and she has a deficit, and actually, as you said, there's nothing that can happen to that.
Right, right. So we're dealing with a mortgage company and have told them that we do not intend on hiring anybody to sell the house because it's just not going to be worthwhile. And we have a specific date that we have to turn the keys back over to them. The house has to be completely empty, and they take possession. You know, if they turn around and sell it and there is any profit, then part will come back to the family.
Right.
But, Tom, it is really pretty easy. I mean, you have to get the house all cleaned out. And, you know, 86-year-old mother, she's been in the house, or family member been in the house for a long time. There's probably a lot of stuff. And, you know, that's it. You should invite family members in to see what they may want. But there's a lot of companies that you can hire that will just straighten everything out, hold an estate sale for you, and then they clear off anything else that doesn't get sold. So it makes it relatively easy to get the house empty out so you can turn the keys back over to the reverse mortgage company.
So here's a perfect circumstance. I don't know how old this person was when she took out the reverse mortgage, but the earliest you can do it is age 62. She's 84, so that's 22 86. Years. 86, yeah. That's 24 years that she could have been drawing from the equity in her home. And she withdrew out more than the equity. And she was able to live and provide for herself and her upkeep and well-being. And now she's going into assisted living, and she doesn't have to worry about the debt that she left behind.
Right.
Had she had a regular mortgage,
then there'd be a...
Yes.
So, Tom,
perhaps.
Does that help you?
I think Tom hung up.
Oh.
Yes. But, Tom, that's the
Tom,
good
you're
news.
Still there, right?
Yeah, they can't... No, I think he hung up.
I hear something
as well.
Yeah, that's his phone. He's up.
That's
I don't
phone.
Know if he...
Okay. Well, anyway.
He's telling
right,
me hung
well,
up.
Tom, hopefully this was helpful information.
Yeah. So the important thing, I think, from your perspective, is they can't come after the heirs, survivors. It's the debt of the person who owned the home, and they have the debt. They no longer have the debt. When they move out of the house, whatever equity's left, as Nancy said, goes to the survivors. There's no equities. End of story. Give back the keys and move on.
Yeah.
So,
now, I mean, if she was going into an assisted living and it was going to be a temporary situation and the intention was for her to go back into the home, then nothing had to be done with the reverse mortgage, and the reverse mortgage company did not have to be contacted. But this sounds like it's a situation where she's going and she's probably not coming back into the house.
There you go.
All right.
End of
like
story.
Yep. Sounds like a reverse mortgage is a great thing.
I happen to think that they can be a really, really nice tool for people.
In certain circumstances, they're great. In some cases, unfortunately, they've been abused. They've gotten a lot of bad press over the years because what happened is, Nancy said, back in 2007, people took out the equity. They stripped the equity out of their house. Oh, this house is worth so much money. Look at all this money we can get. And so they cashed it all out in a lump sum, and then they blew it.
Yeah,
they blew all the equity, and then they only had Social Security to live on, couldn't make property taxes and insurance, and then they lost the house, which is not what you want to do. It's not designed for that.
Right. No. I mean, for my mother-in-law, it paid her an income for 10 years, and it was phenomenal.
It's
right, great for her.
Yeah, because you see a lot of bad press about reverse mortgages.
Yeah. Well,
the kids don't get the house now and all that stuff.
Well, and a lot of it is tied to the expenses, you know, but the fees are regulated by the government, and they're generally rolled into the reverse mortgage as it's done. There's no actual cash out of pocket that people have to pay for the fees. And, you know, they are what they are.
There's been a lot written in financial planning journals about the new advent or the coming of using reverse mortgages to backstop your investment portfolio, because what you don't want to do is necessarily have to sell and draw from your investment portfolio when things are down.
Right.
And unfortunately, markets don't always go up. There are periods, we can all remember, when things were down.
So you use that as
a backstop and draw the little bit of equity out of your house to take out what you might have been taking out of your investment portfolio and wait till things turn around and heal. Then you shut that off, and then you go back to your investment portfolio. So it's a very powerful tool. And the time to do it is when you're age 62, because you can, if you don't need the cash, you can build up an increasing line of credit that never has to be paid back. So it's a powerful tool. But it can be abused and misused, and it's, you know, it doesn't work in all circumstances.
Okay.
But in those that do, it's wonderful.
Well, 844-220-0965 is the number to dial us up. Again, 844-220-0965, or you can text us at 21232. We are here with Joe Bird and Nancy Hepp from Certified Financial Group, and not only do they give great information on the radio each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., they also have a very unique tool. It's very exciting. I suggest you look up their workshop schedule.
Right.
Workshops.
Right.
What you guys got coming up?
Well, in the next couple of workshops, April 7th from 9 to 11 a.m., these are all hosted by Gary Abele, is Everything You Want to Know About Mutual Funds. And the one that he has on the books after that is Saturday, May 5th, also from 9 to 11. When can you retire? Know your number. So if you go to our website, financialgroup.com, you can click on the tab for workshops and you can make a reservation. Or during the week, you can call our offices at 407-869-9800.
That one on mutual funds ought to be very, very informative for a lot of people, because they own mutual funds oftentimes in their IRAs and 401ks and really don't understand what they're all about and how to analyze them and what to look for. It's a lot more than just looking at how many stars or diamonds or smiley faces the mutual fund might have.
Yeah.
Gary's going to really dig into how they're put together, what to look for, and how you can oftentimes be misled by some of the advertising that you see. So once again, that's free. As Nancy said, 9 to 11, April 7th at our office in Altamont Springs. He's going to serve some light refreshments and give you some great information. Go to our website, financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com, and click on workshops and events.
Now, you know the old joke, mutual funds means everybody's having a good time. And that's all I know of it. That's all I know of mutual funds. I'm sorry. All right, 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Or you can text us 21232. That is 21232. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
For the Certified Financial Group. Right now we pause to get the three big things you need to know. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements.
This hour was paid for by the host and does not reflect the opinion of News 96.5.
Hey, welcome back to On the Money with the Certified Financial Group here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. We've got Joe Burt and Nancy Hick from the Certified Financial Group here in the studio taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. We are 5 minutes away from the latest news, weather, and traffic, so we want to get back to our phone callers here and our great questions. Go to Flagler Beach and talk to Rich this morning. Rich, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group. You're on WDBO.
Morning, Rich.
Hi, Rich.
Good morning. I have a small IRA, and I'm contemplating moving that into an existing Roth that I have.
Okay.
Are there any restrictions as to the usage of those funds, like when you set up a Roth, you know, the five-year wait?
Well, that is the restriction. If you don't want to pay taxes on the withdrawals from the Roth, then the money has to be on deposit for 5 years.
But you can always withdraw your principal amount. It's the earnings that could be subject to penalty. But let's back up. Why do you want to do this?
Because projecting my future minimum distributions, I don't want to pay more taxes than I have to.
Sure. What's your? Do you know your current tax bracket, Rich?
22%.
So what you're going to be doing, whatever dollar you move from there, you're going to give up 22% right off the top.
Right.
Okay. So how would you feel if your portfolio dropped by 22% tomorrow?
Well, I'm willing to take that because I don't have any faith that it's going to be any lower than that when I start required minimum distribution.
Okay.
And then adding the balance, you said small. Small means different things to other people, and I'm not asking you to tell me how much you're moving.
Just a little bit over $8,000.
Okay, so it's not going to push you into a higher tax bracket just by adding the $8,000. Okay.
The other key to mitigate the potential loss on that is to pay the taxes for money outside of retirement plans. In other words, write the check. Don't take it out of your retirement account to pay for the taxes. You follow me?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right. That answer your questions?
Yep.
All right, Rich, sure. You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
Have a nice weekend.
All right. Thanks so much for the call, Rich. If you have a line, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. 3 minutes away from the latest news, weather, and traffic here on WDBO. So not only have we talked about workshops, Joe, I believe you've got the upcoming Springs concert.
We do, on April the 28th at the Springs Community in Longwood. Nancy and I and the 11 other certified financial planning practitioners will be hosting the Orlando Philharmonic Orchestra featuring the music of Sting and the Police. And it's going to be a wonderful evening under the stars. Bring your blanket, bring your adult beverages, kick back and listen to some great music. What they do is they bring in a tribute band that plays the music of Sting and the Police, backed up by the Philharmonic. In years past, you know, when they were advertising this and we weren't involved, they had done these kinds of things, and I heard it, and I said, well, Philharmonic is great, but how good can they do the music of these rock and roll bands?
Oh.
Well, the great thing is you combine the Philharmonic with the rock and roll band, and you really got something special.
Yeah.
So it's been a wonderful run for us. If you want more information about that upcoming concert, and tickets are going fast, it's always a sellout. And all you have to do is go to our website, that's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com, click on events tab, and it'll direct you right there how to get some tickets.
And then financialgroup.com, brand new redesign, lots of good stuff on that website as well.
Yeah, we've got survey on there, kind of tell you where you are, what you might need to do, and then we'll send you some articles about things that might be on your mind, totally, absolutely free. So once again, that's financialgroup.com.
All right. Again, brand new redesign at financialgroup.com. And then coming up a minute and a half here from the latest news, weather, and traffic here on News 96.5 WDBO. But if you have any questions or calls or texts or concerns, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965.
Taking us down to the bottom of the hour, I saw an interesting article this morning about creative tax deductions people are using. This is one that tried to deduct travel expenses, tens of thousands of dollars of travel expenses.
Of course.
Because his daughter was entered in beauty pageants.
Oh.
And she won a couple thousand here, a thousand there, and the IRS didn't buy it.
Wait, so it
wasn't run as a business.
Well, and actually, she incurred the expenses. Even though they paid for them, she incurred the expenses. So she could deduct them, but she didn't. It wasn't too many good.
What was she, under 18?
Yeah.
Independent? That didn't work?
Nope, doesn't work.
I don't know why I'm trying to make excuses
she earned the money.
A lot of people do that for ways to get scholarship money to go to college.
Yeah.
You know, a friend of ours who's...
beauty pageants?
Yeah, who's an attorney in town. That's how she went through school, was entering pageants. And a couple thousand here, 5,000 there, it goes a long way towards, paying
Some bills.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
No question.
All right. Well, now I know I cannot write off any future daughter I have's beauty pageant comp.
It's over.
Now
I know. But she can.
But she can.
Right.
Yeah.
But she probably doesn't make enough to even see the deduction.
Depends.
She's really good.
Never
know. 844-220-0965. 844-220-0965. I'll have to hear some more of those Joe stories, the deduction stories. Coming up next, right now, we pause latest news, weather, and traffic right here on News 96.5 WDBO.
3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around 10 o'clock tonight.
And not only are we going to rock, we're going to help you get to that retirement finish line with On the Money with a Certified Financial Group here on News 96.5 WDBO. Joe Burr, Nancy Heck here live in the studio. Joe is rocking out. He loves this song.
You know how old this song is?
Oh, much older than me.
Yes.
Yeah.
About 60 years old.
Yeah.
1956. Bill Haley in the Comets.
Yeah.
I remember it well.
I need a good oldies station. I used to like listening to oldies.
I love oldies.
They don't do the oldies station.
You can't find them anymore.
Nah.
You've got to go satellite.
Yeah. And even then, I'm like,
I want oldies from the 80s and the 90s.
Oh, well, those are their stations for those.
Happier.
Yeah. That's on the air. But I like to listen to some of that old big band voice stuff. Oh, that's good stuff.
Oh, big band is more like the 40s.
Well, no, 40s, 50s, yeah. I would like a good 40s, 50s, early 60s, oldies thing.
There you go. Why don't we do one, Kyle?
I want some Prince.
And the money.
And Meatloaf.
Well, we've got that for you, too.
Yeah. So I was telling Joe during the break that I spent yesterday all day working on financial plans for some new people that I'm working with.
Yep.
That's a huge part of our business. You know, we say, you know, planning tomorrow today.
Mm-hmm.
But planning is so important. I mean, you know, most people would not go on a road trip without some type of map or, you know, queuing stuff up in, you know, Google Maps or something.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the roadmap for people's retirements. And I'm working with people. I did plans for people that are in their early 40s to people that are in their late 60s. And it's just, you know, it's so interesting looking at things. You know, the people that are in their 40s, they have 20-some-odd more years to work, which seems like a long time. But after that, you're looking at 30-some-odd years in retirement.
What are the differences are you seeing today with some of the younger people coming in and the questions that they're asking versus maybe somebody 20 years ago even?
The younger people actually seem to be a lot more concerned. Had an interesting conversation with a college student yesterday.
Watched their parents.
That's what's going on.
They don't trust the computers, which I found totally interesting, you know, because there's all this, the robo stuff and go online and put this data in. They want to actually talk to a person who they feel has knowledge and has concern for them and will actually help them, and somebody that they can talk to and almost hold their hand through the whole process to make sure that they end up in a stable position.
It's like trying to get your medical advice online, you know.
Yeah,
it might
be
interesting, but are you really want to bet your life on it?
Yeah.
And that's the difference. And that's what we do as practitioners.
People trust social media and videos with their vacation photos, but not their financial advice.
You hit the nail on the head, Kyle, that the younger generation, as Nancy said, is seeing their parents. And the problem that I have, my generation, the baby boomers, we didn't see generally our parents and grandparents struggle because they had pensions, the house was paid for, they had the same job for 30 years. Maybe they weren't rich, but they retired comfortably. Now the younger generation, the millennials, are seeing their parents struggle because all the things that their parents, they don't have a pension anymore.
Right.
They had the big weddings. They had college and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right? You can speak to the big wedding.
Yeah.
One Saturday. Very nice, by the way.
Sunday.
But that's what's going on. So their eyes are beginning to be opened.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. They're a little bit suspect about what they pick up on the computer.
Well, and the thing that's funny is as soon as my daughter started working, you know, 2 years ago, I said to her, you immediately are putting 10% into your 401k. So now she's really harping on the fellow nurses.
There you go.
You have to talk to my mother. I can't believe you're not doing this.
Yeah.
You have to be putting the money away. So that, you know, that gives me a little bit of hope.
And the greatest asset that the younger generation have is time.
Exactly.
And the longer you wait, the tougher it is to climb that mountain. So that's a message to you, folks.
Okay. Simple enough.
All right. Got some calls here, right, Kyle?
We do. 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Let's go to Merle and Longwood. Merle, you're on the Certified Financial Group here on WDBO.
Good morning, Merle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How can we help you?
I'm retiring in a couple of weeks, and I need to know about rolling over my 401k. Is there a time limit, or how does that work, or what should I do?
There is no time limit. I don't know if you've done any planning or met with anybody to see, you know, where it might be the best place to roll your 401k over to. I personally am not a fan of if you leave a place, leaving money there, so I applaud you in wanting to roll it over. There's a multiple of different areas that you can use. The title that you're going to use is Rollover IRA. We use predominantly mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, and open-end mutual funds for investing rollovers for our clients. But the allocation that is appropriate for you and your lifestyle and your, you know, statistical longevity and what your family history dictates is important, and that takes a little bit of planning.
What you don't want to do, Merrill, is you don't want to take possession of that money because your 401k custodian has to withhold mandatorily 20%. You want to do a direct transfer. So what you want to do is get your IRA custodian lined up. get that IRA open, and then you direct your 401k custodian to do a direct transfer. We do that all the time for our clients. You're right there in Longwood, probably right around the corner from us in Altamont Springs, right there on Douglas Avenue. Give our office a call on Monday morning at 407-869-9800, and we'll be glad to tell you what we do and how we do it. But Nancy alluded to the fact that you really should do some planning before you retire. If this is, are you about to retire? I mean, you're shutting it down. You're not going back to work?
2 weeks, he said.
Yeah, but you're not taking another job somewhere? Or
well, I might work for about another year in consulting or something like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then that opens up a whole other door. If you're consulting as a 1099 person, then there's different opportunities as far as how you get paid and taxes that you have to pay and what you could be able to do for yourself further for retirement savings.
Yeah, Merrill, we're certified financial planners. Planning is critical, as Nancy said just a few minutes ago, to give you a high degree of confidence that when you set on that road called retirement that you know what to do and you don't look back 5 or 10 years from now and say, gee, I wish I would have known, or gee, I'm sorry I did. So I would encourage you to give our office a call. We offer a no-obligation complimentary visit. We can tell you what we do. We record our feed to you, and then you can decide what you like to do. But you should definitely seek some guidance before you pull the trigger on that retirement.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sure. Merle. Thanks for the call.
All righty, Merle. Thanks so much. If you want Merle's line, it's 844-220-0965. It's 844-220-0965. Let's go up to Leesburg, talk to Mary. Mary, you're on the Certified Financial Group here on WDBO.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got somewhat of a problem. My husband, now deceased, I lost him last month, but while he was still alive, his IRA was due to roll over, and I called the bank that we intended to switch it to, and not realizing, but the bank fellow there advised me to go to the bank where the IRA was in, let them cut a check, bring it back to him, and he'll open the account.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, that's exactly what I did. Unfortunately, the bank that the IRA was in, he said to me, you might have to pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why would I have to pay tax? And he said, well, what are you doing with it? And I explained to him that I'm going over to open it in the other bank, transfer it over the other bank. Now, he should have said to me, why didn't you just tell me? And they would have rolled it over from that bank. But that didn't happen. Anyway, now back to the bank that they accepted the check and opened up. Now, I find a little while later, not at that time, but I found that I was power of attorney before his death.
Mm-hmm.
And that overpowers me as beneficiary. I am no longer, I was no longer beneficiary of that IRA, which I was totally unaware of and was not told. Now, I called a lawyer, and he said to me, well, there's a problem there. You shouldn't have to do that. Get hold of the controller of currency. Well, when I asked the bank that they didn't have the number, of course, I looked at them as much as they, please don't insult my intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, I will find out who is. But he said to me, don't worry about it. It's been reported, and someone will get in touch with you about the matter. Now, the bottom line is, because of this law, I have to put out $345 plus a $3 certificate fee to go to court for me to be named executrix
mm-hmm.
of the estate. We've never had to go to probate because everything and anything all our lives has always been enjoined. Now, I'm in a quandary. I don't want, why should I have to put that money out? Is that really so? That because when I became power of attorney, that obliterated me as being, so in other words, if they would have told me that, I would have said, well, who's going to be the beneficiary then?
Mm-hmm.
I would have brought it up at the time, but they didn't.
Well, I'm at a loss here.
I'm confused. Yeah. If you were the beneficiary right. on the IRA, that
right.
supersedes everything.
Right.
And if you've pulled it out in cash, you have 60 calendar days to redeposit
exactly.
it and not pay any taxes. Yeah. Beneficiary designations override anything.
I don't understand.
In order for me to become the beneficiary again, this is what they're telling me. I have to fill out this form, send it into the court so that I will become beneficiary again.
Oh, I see.
Because I was POA at the time. He was alive yet, so the POA was good. But, of course, since he's passed away, but that's after the fact.
Let's back up. How old are you and how old was your husband?
My husband was 86.
Okay.
I'm 83.
Okay. What should have happened, the way this should have been done, is that your husband's bank, you should have set up what we call a beneficiary IRA, and then that would have, and then you could have rolled that over into your own IRA, or kept it just
after his passing.
Yes,
right,
yes,
right.
Yes,
okay,
that
I understood.
But she pulled the money out before he passed away.
Yes, and I was told that it would still be considered a rollover, that there wouldn't be any taxes, but I have to have myself claimed as executrix of an estate.
Mm-hmm.
We did not have to go to probate.
Yeah, right.
There
yeah,
was
right,
nothing
right, right.
to go to probate
about. Right,
except
right.
now.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, the 345 is not that big of a deal.
It is to Mary.
Well, no, I mean, you know.
It's the principal,
things,
right, Mary?
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
no,
right.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you.
You know, well, no, I've been executrix for my father-in-law's estate, so I know how much of a pain it is, you know, and having to sign the whole legal signature is a bigger pain than...
To do about anything.
Yeah.
Everything
yeah.
else, the house,
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
Joint accounts, everything is in is in my name also.
Yeah.
Checking accounts, savings.
The check was a check payable to you from the bank?
From his IRA.
From his IRA. The check payable to you?
No, I think it was payable to me.
Yeah, it was payable to you. Well, it's payable to you as the beneficiary.
Mm-hmm.
But that same day,
he
went into
alive.
The other bank, the new bank, and
didn't.
Opened up the account.
When
and he did not say anything to me about this until later on after his death.
Because they knew the rules about moving IRA money. They did not know the rules in reference to estate. And that's where they
messed
you
up.
So,
Now, what is my recourse?
If you want to, you can try and sue them for the, you know, 345 and time and anguish, but it's probably going to end up costing you more money. Caution you for going forward, make sure that all of your accounts have a transfer on death designation attached to them if they do not have beneficiary designations.
Yeah.
And this is a good lesson that you have sadly shared for all our listeners.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Mary, thank you so much for the call. We have to run. We're up against the break here. But if you want Mary's line, it's 844-220-0965, 844-220-0965. Right now, we are planning tomorrow.
Today.
But we get the three big things you need to know first. Welcome back to On the Money with a Certified Financial Group here on News 96.5 WDBO. We only got 5 minutes, so I want to get right back to our conversation here. We had a caller, and Mary had a very interesting question, and Joe has been thinking about it for a while.
Well, at the break, Nancy and I were talking about it, and I think I misunderstood. Nancy said that her husband had passed away in the interim. So what she had done, as we recall, is that she went to Bank A. She had power of attorney. She cashed out his IRA, and before she had a chance to establish another IRA at another bank in his name, he passed away, and now we've got a whole set of mess on our hands. So what should have happened, unfortunately, is she should have opened up that IRA before he passed away, same day that she got the check. But we're still somewhat confused because I asked Mary who the check was payable to, and she said it was payable to her, which it should not have been. It should have been payable to her husband if he was still living.
Right, yes. Yes, that's it. I mean, if he was alive and she was acting as POA, the bank should have made the check payable in the name of, you know, Mary's husband, IRA. And then she could have taken it within 60 calendar days, redeposited it, no problem.
Yes.
So
sorry for your loss, Mary. Sorry for the problem you're going through, but that's one of the things happens when you're trying to do it yourself.
All right, let's get to some of our callers here. Let's go to Russ in Leesburg. Russ, you're on the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Russ.
Hi, Russ.
What's up?
Good morning. I'm over 66 and I'm working part time.
Okay.
I'm still able to contribute to a 401k, which I do.
Great.
Can I also contribute to an IRA?
Depends on your income. You can contribute. The question is whether or not you can take a tax deduction.
Okay. So in other words, the IRA contribution is limited by total income?
No, the contribution, you can make the contribution, but the question is whether or not you can take a tax deduction. You could do a non-deductible IRA, you can do a Roth, or you can do a deductible IRA. Go to our website, financialgroup.com. Go ahead.
It's limited by adjusted gross income, not gross. And if you want to make an IRA contribution and you can't do a deductible, do a Roth instead.
Okay. All right, Russ, so we're up against the break, so thanks for the call. Let's get to Tony real quick in St. Cloud. Tony, you're on the Certified Financial Group.
Tony, what's up?
Hey, good morning. I got a quick question. Is there any way to grade a financial planner, advisor, in other words, their performance and how they do?
How they do what?
Well, in other words, like, you know, like how they're investing your money. Are they doing, you know, a good job, a lousy job?
Oh, I mean, you can look at your performance compared to other things, like Morningstar performance.
Well, you're asking the wrong question. Certified financial planners are planners. They're investment advisors as well. And what you want to do is first of all, deal with a certified financial planner because at least that demonstrates some area of knowledge and competence and credibility and continuing education, all that stuff. Then a planner should do planning. And we also do investment advice. And what you can't do is measure performance because everybody's situation is unique. Some people need conservative portfolios. Some people need aggressive portfolios. What you want to do is talk to that planner and see what his or her philosophy is and how it meshes with yours. Now, what you're trying to do is find a gradient, and I don't think there's one out there.
Although, Tony, if you have some questions about your portfolio and how it's performing based on your time horizon, risk, blah, 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 we offer a free second look. So if you want an unbiased second opinion on your current portfolio, give us a call. I'd be happy to do it for you.
Give Tony the number to do that.
407-869-9800 or go to the website, financialgroup.com.
All right, Alphon in Port St. John's got a really quick question. The difference between a 401k and a 403b.
403b is for not-for-profit organizations.
The deductibility is pretty much the same. The rules are, technical rules are just a little bit different, but the amounts that you can put in them are pretty much the same. Going back to, I think it was Tony that had the question of how do you measure financial planners. One of the things you want to look at is the, what's the word I'm looking for, Nancy? You don't know what I'm looking for because it's floating around.
No, but you can go to FINRA.org and see if there's been any reports or anything on a person if you want to look at.
Right. But let me talk about our firm. We've been CEFEX certified, CEFEX. We're fewer than 1% of advisory firms in the country have that designation, and we're proud to have that. It demonstrates our fiduciary integrity. So you can get more information about that by going to our website. That's financialgroup.com and learn what we're all about as well.
All right. There you go. That's going to do it for this week's edition of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group. We'll be back next Saturday, 9 o'clock.